You're with ABC Radio Sydney.
You certainly are. Now, you may have been following the really troubling story of Imperial Towers, two huge high-rise apartment buildings being constructed in Parramatta. And that construction was halted back in 2021 after it was found that there were serious defects in their construction. In the meantime, though, the people who'd invested, the apartment buyers, were left in limbo. They weren't allowed to move into an unsafe building, but they weren't permitted to break their contracts either, so they couldn't pull their money out and buy something else. In the meantime, the property market's gone on quite a rollercoaster ride as well. Thankfully, though, a resolution has been reached, a landmark agreement between the New South Wales Building Commissioner, David Chandler, and the developer in receivership will mean that nearly 100 buyers are going to have their contracts rescinded and deposits returned. To comment, we have Karen Stiles, Executive Director of the Apartment Owners Peak Body, the Owners Corporation Network. Karen, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
How do you react to the news that they're getting their money back?
It's very exciting. It's a landmark decision and step from the New South Wales Building Commissioner.
Yes, I understand this is essentially unprecedented. Is that right?
Correct. So this is a further step in his war against defective buildings and the pain and suffering that that obviously causes to purchasers, as we know in many of the buildings that have hit the news lines.
Yeah, I mean, I must say I'm aware of people who've had their money caught up in off-the-plan developments for many, many years that never got built or got built much later and a real struggle to get the money back. How did the deal get struck this time? What's different about this one where they're actually able to get the money back?
So the developer has actually gone into voluntary administration and the Building Commissioner's Office has negotiated with the financiers of the project who had to take it over when the developer went belly up. So, you know, they're keen to get their money back, obviously, and were prepared to do all sorts of things to make that happen, including getting the deposits back.
And we're talking about quite a lot of money for a deposit on an apartment in Sydney these days, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Can you imagine having 120 grand, which it would be most people's life savings,
yeah,
tied up for 7 years? It's unthinkable, isn't it?
Oh, so, it was deemed unable to proceed in 2021, but that actually put the money in 7 years, oh, I guess 5 years before that. Is that right? Gosh, that's very tough.
Yes, it was clearly a very slow build, or it took a long time to get out of the ground, one or the other. But then when it did, there were very serious defects presenting.
Let us know if you've been in this situation, by the way. 1300 222 702 or text 0467 922 702, because it does seem like a pretty extraordinary loophole that has been allowed for so long for developers to essentially, not refund the money by going bankrupt. Some cynics might suggest that there was a strategic advantage to declaring bankruptcy in some cases, Karen.
Oh, yes. That's been an ongoing debate. And the Owners Corporation Network has certainly been pushing for restrictions around illegal phoenixing. It's incredibly hard to change the mindset of government departments at all levels. They're used to the mantra that, you know, the construction industry is the saviour of the state, it's the economic powerhouse, so they must make everything as easy for them as possible. And unfortunately, the consumers have been, you know, roadkill in the corridors of Parliament as a result.
Karen Stiles is with us. She's Executive Director of the Owners Corporation Network. That's the peak body for apartment owners and various body corporates getting together and so on to try and address these kinds of issues. You must have heard some pretty terrible stories about this kind of thing happening in your role.
Oh, Dom, I'm still in touch with owners in Vicinity, in Opal Tower, in Mascot Towers. It's a shocking situation for those people who are utterly trapped in a never-ending nightmare. That's why it's so exciting to see that these people are being given a second chance. I mean, yes, property prices have gone up and that's not ideal. but they've got their money back and they can do something with that.
I've interviewed David Chandler, the New South Wales Building Commissioner, before, and I know he's been trying to crack down in the sector. What kinds of reforms would you like to see in the building industry, particularly for those buying off the plan who are essentially taking a leap of faith in the developer in many cases?
Yes. So one of the most recent developments has been the iCert star rating tool. And it's the same as if you're looking for star ratings for your fridge or your washing machine. It tells you what the cost of that item is going to be over its lifetime in terms of energy or water use or whatever. There's now a star rating for buildings and builders. So that's very exciting. You would be crazy to put a deposit down on a building that didn't have either an iCert star rating or the 10-year latent defects insurance, which is a very new, it's very new to Australia, but has been around in Europe for decades. But what would I like to see in the future? Stamping out illegal phoenixing. And that's trying to convince the federal government to take notice. These people are not shareholders. They're a very different beast and they're simply not being protected.
So when you're talking about phoenixing, the nature of the phoenix is that it dies in flames and then comes back again straight away. And is that what happens? People, one particular company goes under, but then the same people might be back with a different business.
We have done submission after submission and testimony after testimony, parliamentary inquiries. And one of the most recent ones on this situation, we had 42 examples where the directors of a company had gone, the company had gone belly up and then homeowners had to claim on what was then homeowners warranty insurance as a last resort cover. But those same directors were in another company. We had them doing that up to 7 times.
Gosh.
And nobody's stopping them. So, and that's taxpayer money that funds the Homeowners Warranty Fund, or what's now called the Home Building Compensation Fund. And it's hemorrhaging hundreds of millions of dollars because of illegal phoenixing.
Keen to know if you've been caught up in one of these situations. Karen Stiles is talking from the Owners Corporation Network. That's the peak body for apartment owners. It's 17 minutes to 4 o'clock. Dom Knight with you here on ABC Radio Sydney. Very soon we'll take a look at classic Aussie songs turned into movies, if you've got one for me. Keen to hear from you as well. I'm just thinking, Karen, about on the internet. There's all those sites like Kickstarter or GoFundMe or that kind of thing. Essentially what happens is if people want to fund, let's say, a new tech product, and often these are tech products that become very, very popular, but they want people to invest before they've actually got enough money to produce it. But there's kind of an escrow system whereby they can only access your funds if they're actually going to build the thing, and if something goes wrong, you get your money back. So it's essentially protected by a third party being involved and keeping an eye on the money. Is there a role in the building industry for some sort of escrow model like that?
That or something similar. Certainly the problem has started because the banks have insisted that developers, you know, have pre-sales of up to 80%. So they have to sell the dream,
right,
you know, the glossy brochure beforehand. But this is a financier who's found out that they need to be much more careful in the future who they choose to fund. And I think this is a game changer in the sense of financiers have been warned and now they understand the consequences of funding poor players that deliver, you know, broken dreams and financial nightmare for purchasers.
So we're talking about the Imperial Towers development. You may have heard of it in Parramatta. Two huge towers that had their construction halted back in 2021 because of serious defects. And the apartment buyers who'd put down deposits 5 years before this, 7 years ago now, lost their money. Their money was in limbo and they've just managed to get it back thanks to an agreement between State Building Commissioner David Chandler and the developer in receivership. So nearly 100 buyers are going to get out of their contracts and get their deposits back. So good news in that particular situation. But what does this mean more broadly? Because it sounds as though this was negotiated between the commissioner and that particular developer. Does this then set a precedent that will automatically apply to others, or is it really a case-by-case basis of the building commissioner getting involved and trying to sort things out. I don't know how broad a precedent, Karen, this actually is.
I think we will see more of these. I certainly hope that we will. The financiers have been asleep at the wheel for far too long. They've handed over money, and it's their responsibility to make sure that that is spent wisely on the building, and that a quality product is delivered. So I fervently hope there will be more of these undertakings, and it will be a case-by-case basis. It will depend. Not all developers and builders go into voluntary administration, yep. Though, of course, you've had Top Place just recently. 20 buildings, 20,000 purchasers, owners, again, caught in limbo. So, as I said, whilst it's unfortunate that they've had their money, trapped for such a long time, at least they're getting it back. And they're not facing another 7 to 10 years of fighting to get all the defects fixed, because there will still be more.
Okay. I moved into an apartment building that had recently been constructed a few years back, and the fight we had to try and get the defects fixed, fortunately there was insurance back in those days, mandatory insurance, which we were able to eventually get to pay up to fix everything, but it really was like pulling teeth for a long time there. Alex has texted in, we were victims of a Phoenix company 12 years ago with our kitchen. The kitchen was never built. The business wound up as insolvent. We discovered the hard way. This was the third time the owner had done it in a row, leaving millions in debt. So that's an example, I guess, on a smaller scale than a giant tower, though, of people playing this game where you pay in advance and for something that never happens. Karen, I'm wondering if people are tempted to buy off the plan if they're looking at a development. Is there any way of being sure? You mentioned some certification, but in terms of kicking the tyres on the finances, to what extent is it a good track record, a guarantee that things will go okay? How can people protect themselves so they don't lose their life savings tied up in a construction like Imperial Towers?
I'd love to say they've got to do their due diligence, but that's been almost impossible up until now. The star rating will be an obvious thing. The latent defects insurance will be another. And it's also about reputation. They can spruik what they like in brochures, and some have falsely claimed to have ICERT ratings, I might mention, but they're being stamped out pretty quickly. But the other thing is there are a few developers, and that's both large and small, who have repeat buyers. People will queue to get the next development because they know what they pay on the price tag is all they'll have to pay. They're not going to have to pay $20,000 or $80,000 special levies to fix all the defects that present later.
Special levy is very, very painful when it comes in. Yes, I've seen that with friends and family as well at various points in time. Karen, it's a great day for those particular buyers in Imperial Towers. Lots of questions about how broadly this might apply to others who buy off the plan, but certainly a landmark moment for those people.
Absolutely, Dom. Absolutely. They'll be popping the champagne corks, I'm sure.
Yes, which they've been able to buy now. Thanks for joining us. That's Karen Stiles, Executive Director of the Owners Corporation Network, the peak body for apartment owners.